Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Joy Montclarion is here for After Thanksgiving Tarot Readings. Okay, I see we got some new people calling in. That's good, it's all good. Right now, I'm going to play a song to get things started. It'll be like maybe a minute of a song. So, without further ado, I'll play this song, then I'll get into the callers. Okay, caller 310, I'm going to let you through, ask about your Thanksgiving, and if you have a question that you would like to be read today through the tarot deck. Caller 310,
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. My name is Alicia.
How you doing, Alicia? How was your Thanksgiving?
I can't complain. It's the first time I didn't cook because, you know, I am without a home.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And, so as she went to a church that was serving dinner.
I mean, there's good people. You know, at least you got some good food. And I like churches. Churches can be very helpful in a time of need. Is that
yeah.
going to, like, align your question, like how to get out of this situation or, you know?
Well, I've been – actually, this is a church that I've been volunteering at, too. So – No, it's basically career subject interviewing for lots of jobs, and I need a break. I think over the past 3 months, I've interviewed for like over 50 jobs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I just want to know if a job is coming soon so I can get my life back together for me and my son.
Okay, very good. I'll definitely look into that for you, Alicia, a job. Okay, career. And you said you already applied to a few places?
Oh, gosh. I got recruiters and jobs calling me left and right, but nothing has came through yet.
Okay, let's see. Okay, it looks like you're going to have something come through. I have the Wanderer card for you. It's usually a card symbolizing a youthful spirit, a free spirit. You're kind of like in life, you're kind of just like flowing. You don't really seem to have like a target. You just kind of get up in the day and just enjoy the day type of person. I see that you have the mirror. This is kind of like based on your question, are you going to get a job? You know, it looks like maybe you need some healing. You got the mirror card, and you're trying to delve within and trying to figure out, you know, how to get healed and how to get back into the career mode. But, like, for your near future, it looks good. You have the Ace of Stones, the foundation of life. It looks like something is going to come through for you. I feel like it might be something spiritual. Maybe, like, the church you're working for it will offer you something. It seems like... You may get something where you least expect it. That's what's coming through.
Well, I've been the church. I haven't spent a lot of time there. I've been like, well, it was volunteering 40 hours a week for the past few months, and I had to pull back. But basically, the spiritual aspect is right, because basically I applied for this position and come to find out. The company who, basically, long story short, how I got into this, accepted a job, went on the instructions on the company to move out of my apartment because I was supposed to have a new apartment in 3 weeks, and they left me stranded. And so the takeover that was supposed to happen with this company, a company I interviewed with, they now have the property. And it's just so funny how things come full circle, because I already have background and all the plans for the company, so... Basically, I'm waiting to get a second interview with them.
Oh, okay.
And basically, it would be more of helping people because it's affordable housing and working with nonprofits as well. So I guess that's where you pick up the fire, the spiritual side.
Right. And you say you just, this company, this type of job is helping with housing?
Yeah. I'll be actually a regional manager.
Oh, okay. That can definitely be the Ace of Stones. That's usually a card of something taking root in the soil, and it's a good foundation. So it's surprising that it's housing. Yeah. Okay. I feel like it's more spiritual, but like spiritual housing, like you're helping people maybe assist them in finding a home. I think that's definitely something you're gonna get because it falls in line with the card.
Yeah, it's managing 10 buildings, and, you know, if I get this job, it'll be, you know, with other people who are looking for homes, and if we do have openings, I'll be able to have certain organizations to connect with us so people can move into their home.
Right. I would just sit back and relax. I feel like you're going to get that job. If something's coming through spiritual, I mean, you mentioned the housing. That sounds perfect for the Ace of Stones. I would just, you know, just to get yourself prepared, because I know, like, losing your job and not having anywhere to go can be kind of like...
Yeah.
It can be a shock to your spirit right now. Like, I see you're kind of, like, looking within and, yeah, trying to muster up your strength.
I have been, you know. I have been a lot, and, you know, I've been, you know, dealing with, you know, the county out here in L.A., and I tell you, getting social service should be, you know, shouldn't be difficult, or getting even shelter shouldn't be difficult and have access to it, but it's like it's all about who you know out here in L.A., and it's just really unfair for people who really, really need help and they can't get it.
I did a further three cards to get some more clarification. You're definitely going to – I really feel like you're going to get this job. It's going to be very time-consuming. You're going to be really responsible. You got the Ten of Bows, and to give you some idea of this card, it's like this guy holding – 10 bows going up a mountain to his friends. I mean, you're going to do it, but it's going to be a lot of work. But it's going to be worth it.
Yeah, I know it's going to be a lot of work. I mean, I was looking over the plans, and I really know where I'm going to have to spend the majority of my time and everything. Yeah, I know it's gonna be a lot, but, you know.
It'll be worth it, though, because you got the 10 of Stones. In front of where you're feeling like you need to go within and do some prayer, and you got the Ten of Stones, a home. This job is going to provide you a new home, and then you have like the Four of Bows celebration. So you're gonna, you know, who's ever in your life right now, you're gonna kick it with your girls. You're gonna have, you know, more company like to help boost your spirit. So it's gonna be a celebration.
I've lost a lot of friends. I mean, I've lost everything. Me and my son have been stripped down to, like, the clothes on our backs. I mean, no car, no, nothing. And I'm like, okay.
Are you staying at the church right now?
No, actually, there's an organization that's basically vouchering me in a motel, and then I have to go through this county sponsor thing to continue the housing, and I have to confer with their rules and guidelines. Like, I have to go get therapy. I have to do a job club, and I'm like, I said, it'd be my luck that I get an offer while I'm doing this job club. And I said, I hope it does come in, and I could just tell these people, look, I told you, this is my qualifications, this is what I do. And they're like, oh, well, you can get a job if it's for $9 an hour. I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, don't insult my intelligence.
Yeah. I mean, you seem very proactive, and even with this happening to you, you have your son to think of. Like, you're very proactive. You're doing a lot of things. And you come across really, like, a real pleasant soul. So I think that's something that definitely comes across for everyone. I think you'll definitely get a job. I'm feeling good about something in spirituality, and yeah, I'll go with the real estate thing, the manager thing, because you got the Ace of Stones. It seems like something to give you like new foundation, like a new footing. Ten of Stones comes up as a new home, and Four of Bows celebration. So it could be that with your son, it could be some people that you meet along the way, and you just like feel real good. Maybe take people out or have like a housewarming. It's probably going to be something like a housewarming.
Okay.
I would just sit right. You know, do your prayer, and everything's going to be okay. Let the universe take over. It looks good in your favor, though. I wouldn't stress too much. I know it's like you're in a situation where stress is around you, but if you could stay like calm within yourself, it'll be the best thing you can do right now.
Yeah, I just haven't had much sleep. Haven't been able to sleep. And
right. Yeah, the mirror kind of suggests that you need some type of healing, some type of spiritual healing, like some good sleep. I would probably, like, pray and just go into a deep sleep and, you know everything's going to be okay. You have temporary shelter right now, so I would just, you know, relax and just kind of wake up, you know, fresh for the next day. And just, you know you have everything in order, like, let me check on, you know, this, let me check on that, you know what I mean? You have a lot of responsibility on your plate, and I really think you'll be able to handle it.
Okay.
So things are gonna get better for you. Sorry that happened to you, Alicia. You're gonna be okay.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, it's karma that it was just funny that I wasn't gonna apply for that job and something said apply, and come to find out they were getting the properties that I was getting ready to manage with the other company. So, you know.
You gotta put your eggs in like multiple baskets, but yeah, I think you'll definitely get this job. It seemed like you'll get something spiritual. I definitely think it could be that house-related thing that you just mentioned, but it seemed like it might come out of the blue, like it might be a surprise, but your work is going to pay off, so I would definitely keep at it. And it seems like something soon, so just, you know, just stay cool, keep at it. You're going to be okay.
Okay. All right, yeah, because I got other interviews this coming this week. So, I mean, I've just been interviewing left and right, so I'm leaving my options open.
Yeah, leave your options open and just, you know, let it present itself and just, you know, pray on it and just let it come to you. You know, don't try to stress too, because sometimes when we stress, we kind of push the things that we want away. So you don't want to do that. Just know that it's coming to you. You did the work. You left all these portals open for you to get money. You applied different places. I'm sure you're presenting yourself the best that you can, you know, and they hear you, and, like, you sound really pleasant on the phone, so I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
So definitely call back. I want to know about you and know how that went, Alicia, okay?
Okay,
I'm
going
to put you on mute, okay, so you can listen to the rest of the show.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Caller 720, you're on the air.
Hello, hi, good evening.
Good evening. How was your, what's your name,
Michelle.
And how was your Thanksgiving?
This is Michelle, and it was fine. Nice,
okay,
enjoyable break and time with family. I'm glad yours was good as well.
Do you have a question, Michelle, that you want to ask?
I surely do. Oh, I also wanted to tell you I enjoyed your lottery divination.
Oh,
I did check that out in the archives, and that was pretty good.
Okay,
I felt like my whole life that I'm supposed to win the lottery even since a young child, but I just don't play that much. So
yeah.
I'm waiting until, you know, I feel like it's that time, but yeah, I've always felt like I'm winning.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to win,
yeah,
but I'm going to win when I least expect it. When I don't want
yeah,
it or put sweet gear. That's how it goes.
So
can you imagine
funny.
Someone tell, it's a shame and it told me it. Can you imagine someone tell, and he was like very revered. He
yes,
told me, they gave
right.
you the winning numbers, the Powerball
numbers.
And
that's
I'm
good.
Like,
I
what? I had the winning numbers. I just couldn't remember them when I woke up. Like, can you imagine someone telling you that? I'm like.
Yes, no. And another way, too, is that a way to be able to try to pull it is, like, when you meditate right before you go to bed, go into meditation and ask. And then when you wake up, just write down anything, you know, anything that comes, because it may not have been the number, but just any information right when you wake up would be a good way to keep doing that. Because if they gave it to you once, they may give it to you again.
Yeah.
So just start to do that. And,
I think I'm going
to
continue to do it.
Yeah,
I'm going to continue to try to do it that way. You're right. I'm just going to keep trying to remember. But I'm trying to do other ways that I've seen that work for other people, too. So, but, yeah, that's funny to say that. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that is good.
Do you have a specific question to
say,
Michelle?
Yeah, what I'm trying to have you look for me now is I'm looking to start my own business, and I just want you to see, like, when do you see that, like, coming to fruition?
Okay. I'll shuffle it for you. Okay. Michelle's starting her own business. Okay. Okay, so it looks good. Okay, so it looks like you're definitely going to start your own business, but you're wrestling with a decision. You got the two of bows. You might be wrestling between two business ideas in which to nurture, because I do see you in your immediate future, whatever you choose, you will be working. It's like you have to build this skill, so maybe you have, like, an interest in something, you have to learn more about it. So you're wrestling with, like, either it's like two business ideas or two business type partners, so like to, you know, to help you, which one will help you. But I think it's more about like business ideas. You're trying to figure out which one to really focus on. And when you do pick that one, you have the Eight of Stones, and you're going to be honing that skill, whatever that is. It seems like you're going to have like some time to build it up. You're going to have to build up this skill. But it definitely looks like something fruitful. Because any kind of skill that we have that is beneficial to society and is based on two of your interests, you have, like, two things that you, like, probably are thinking about doing. So you're both interested in this, but one, you're going to feel like one or the other. Does that sound about right? I mean, you have, like,
Because I have three different ideas. Like, I know which one I'm actually picking, but I don't know, like, where the finance is going to completely come from. So that I don't know.
Okay.
But I know exactly, you know, which one I want to go with. Because they're all going to kind of fall in later on. It's just getting the financing together to actually do it.
Right. You have the Knight of Bows. I feel like this could be either you or maybe someone in your corner. It's usually like someone who's definitely good at business. It could be you. I feel like, all right, the Knight of Bows, you take action in your business. Like, once you figure out everything, you're the type of person to take action, and you have kind of like a nice, I want to say, like, the Fox is really good at business, but it has also like a sensual aspect. I don't know if you like flirt. I mean, if you know, you can stop me, but I don't know if you're the type of person like that kind of flirt and you're just like really charming and people want to, you know, like want to listen to you, whatever. But that quality, you should keep your business qualities fresh, because that's definitely a successful trait when you're starting a business.
Okay.
And so when you pick your interest, pick the thing that you most are passionate about. And once you do that, you're going to have to hone your skill. It looks like it's going to take you some time to build up that skill. But you say you're really more concerned about finances?
Yeah. Like, when is it going to come to start?
Okay. Okay. So finances for this. Okay. It looks like you have multiple financing options. Because you have, like, the Moon of the Water card drawn up on the Eight of Stone Skills card. It could be coming from different places. I would definitely sit down and think about which place that you want to you could put your eggs in different baskets, but you don't want to be, like, constantly thinking about, well, I'm going to get it from here. You know what I mean? Just kind of, like, think of one source that you think is going to be able to take care of the whole project.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you're looking at several options here for finances. I would just pick the one that will supply you the most financing and just try to go from there and try to hone your skill with this business and just take your time.
To just focus on that. And do you see, like, around what time, like, what month or about how long it can be before I'm able to do it?
Okay. It's definitely, I think, something for through the course of the winter. It looks like you're going to get probably something in the spring. I mean, it probably will come to you in the spring. It looks like this whole winter you're going to be like, you got the King of Stones, the Wolf card. You're going to really do your research and really try to get this together, but it looks like it's going to take the whole of the winter to really, like, get it all together. And you have the Ace of Bows, the Spark of Life, on top of your Fox card, which is good. It looks like what you choose is, like, really dear to your heart, and you're going to be really passionate about it. I feel like it's going to be coming to you in the springtime. You just have to take some time out to really figure out which financial source you're going to be using, because it looks like you're exploring multiple options here with the Moon of the Water card. Because you want to keep it moving. Like, you want to keep your wolf moving as far as, like, getting things together in your business, which shouldn't be a problem. You look like a person who's very proactive and, like, very actionary. So it's just a matter of just making the decision and kind of, like, moving on. You don't want to get stuck on the moon. The Moon or the Water card, usually people get stuck of, like, so many decisions that they could, you know, choose from.
Okay.
That's good. Exactly. Like, made some sense, and definitely hope. Let me know, Michelle, how that turns out.
I sure will. Keep you right informed. And thanks for the show. I really enjoy it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, did you want to continue to listen in?
Oh, yes, I definitely do.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Michelle. Okay, I'm caller 207. I'm letting you through. What's your name, and how was your Thanksgiving?
Hi, my name is Tom, and my Thanksgiving was fantastic.
Oh, great,
Tom. it started out, we didn't have a pot to cook the turkey in, but a friend of mine drove 18 miles to bring me one, and it came out great. We ate late, but the three of us sat down and ate, and we had a great dinner.
Oh, that's splendid. I'm glad to hear that. That sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Did you have a question? I think I recall speaking to you before. Did you have any further questions?
Yes, I did. I just lost my job.
Okay.
And I wanted to know about finances coming up.
Okay. So okay, it looks like with your finances, I keep getting the Archer card. You seem like someone who's really good with, like, logic, maybe writing. But right now, yeah, like, you're looking for finances. It looks like you're going to be – you have the Queen of Stones that came up. It looks like you might have someone helping you out with your finances, maybe your wife or something. It seems like someone's definitely helping you out with money right now, which is – the Queen of Stones is a very reliable character, the bear. She's, like, very nurturing, and she has, like, this house, and she's very bountiful. Like, she's plentiful. Like, she'll give you these finances without even thinking about it. Like, she's that type of person. So it's for money right now. She's definitely helping you out. It looks right now like you're kind of in a stagnant part. You have, like, the Woodward card that comes up. You're trying to figure out, like, where to go right now. So you just need some more energy, like, or I guess, like, directionally, where to go right now. The Woodward card is, like, a card of rest, and you're just kind of just, like, waiting, it seems, to try to move your – propel yourself further. So maybe, like, the job loss maybe took something out of you for right now, but definitely just get your nourishment from your wife, like, get your finances there, and figure out, redirect where you how you can make some more money. Like, because with your skill of the Archer skill, it looks like you're really good with, like, writing maybe logical type stuff or legal work. I'm not sure what you did previously for a living. But you want to get back to your – that's a skill. Like, you want to get back to, you know, doing what you're good at.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I'm also trying – to get a business plan together. I was wondering how that might.
Okay, so you know the business, and you just want
to
see how it goes.
I want to try to start one.
Okay.
I'm going to start one, I should say.
Okay. Do you have in mind, like, the business that you want to start, or are you just trying to find out what type of business you want to start? Okay.
No, I definitely do. Yeah.
Okay. You just want to see how that's going to work out. Okay, it looks like you're kind of still stuck with two decisions for this business. Maybe it's not really fleshed out like this business plan. You're in between, like, two decisions here for this business plan. Maybe you're not sure what type of business you really want. You know what I mean? Like, maybe something's left out in that business plan or a business partner that you want to work with. But it looks like, you know, you got the two of bows of decision. Once you figure out, like, flesh out that business plan fully, it does look good. For you too, Tom, it looks like the winner, you're going to be doing research trying to get this thing together because you got the King of Stones, the Wolf card too. But once you get that all done, you're going to be really good with this business. You got the Knight of Bows, the Fox. You're going to be actually moving in your business. It's going to be more – you're going to be more actionary. So it's just, I think this winter is definitely just some time for reflection, getting your business plan fully fleshed out, doing the research. And after this winter, probably sometime in the spring, usually the Knight of Bows is like a spring card. Yeah, it's just going to take some time because it looks like you're wrestling with between two decisions with this type of business or, you know, your business plan. I would fully flesh that out. But it looks favorable.
You're right. Yes. It's a towing business, and I'm trying to decide on two different trucks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it does look like you're in between two decisions. Once you pick the truck, it'll move forward, and you continue to do your research, and it definitely looks like you'll be successful. You'll be you'll be more actionary in your business, the Knight of Bows. So yeah, I definitely think once you figure out what truck is the best for your business, doing some research on that, and just make that choice, your business will propel further.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Tom.
Thank you. Definitely call again.
It definitely looks like, though, for you, too, for the spring, success in the 2014, the spring. But you'll definitely be into your business probably by that time.
Great. I can't wait. I'm doing business plans right now this minute.
Okay. Great. Yeah, just do your, if it's really just about the truck, just do, it looks like you're wrestling between two decisions. So if it's the two trucks, just pick out the truck that's the most favorable. If you got to talk to people and figure out, what truck is the best for this business, do your wolfing, do your tracking and research and learn from other people who've probably had this type of business before. It seems like you're the type of person that would be willing to do that, learn from older, older people who've been doing this.
Yes. I'm trying to leave no stone unturned.
Mm-hmm. Once you get that settled, you'll be well on your way. Definitely more encouragement to make that decision because your business will start to keep moving and you'll have that success or you'll be in, well, I should say, you'll be definitely set in your business next year in the spring, maybe early spring.
Okay. Do you see my wife, Lori, coming into money?
Okay, Glory. Okay. It would seem that she definitely has a potential for money. If with her, because you got the Page of Stones, the Lynx, with her, it may not be that much. It looks like she's still learning about this whole thing about money and stuff like that. She got the Page of Stones, so it looks like she's gonna get something, but maybe not that much. I hope that makes some sense. You're probably better at getting money than she is. I'll put it like that. You have more of a attracting force to get that wealth than she, I'm not saying she won't get anything, but it looks like, if she gets something, it probably won't be that much because she's still learning the ropes of business or whatever your endeavors are. She's learning at this. Yeah, I would definitely rest on, definitely help, use her help, but it looks like you're going to probably be the one to attract the money. So hopefully that was helpful, Tom. So I think I got cut off because the time was running out. I don't know if anybody can hear me. Yeah, I think they cut us off. But you guys going to call? I'll do this again tomorrow morning because I couldn't get through everybody. But definitely call tomorrow morning. I'll do another free tarot reading at 4:30 just so I can get through to everybody. But, yeah, it looks like I ran out of time. I can't even hear anyone. But, hopefully you guys enjoy this and stay tuned for tomorrow morning, 4:30. Great show. Meet me again tomorrow morning at 4:30. We'll do this again.